Yeah, you know, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. Anytime you get to a shootout, the game's kind of a toss-up, but we don't think we should have been in that position. You know, we didn't play well enough. We should have been in better shape than heading into a shootout, you know, especially after leading 2-1 going into the third.
How frustrating is it? 47 seconds, I think, left on the clock, and Matt Myers equalizes.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where there's three or four guys in front of the net, 6-on-4 at the end. Probably a pretty weak call, I think. I don't know if that's a penalty there, but it happens. Sometimes you have to hope to kill those at the end of the game like that, and unfortunately we didn't. But, you know, we have a game tomorrow to look forward to now and get ready for that.
You're talking about the boarding penalty on Gord Baldwin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I didn't see it fully, but I didn't think it was a 2-minute penalty. But, you know, it's Tom's a good ref, and it's his call, so it was a penalty.
Going back to earlier on in the game, first period, you seemed to have the bit between your teeth and could have been 3 or 4 up, conceivably.
Yeah, we had some chances in the first period, especially early on our power play. We had a couple of their goalie made a few good saves and didn't bury them. And, you know, we kind of let them hang around, and they did. And you have to give them credit. They played well. They hung in there and tied up at the end and then got a win. It's a big win for them in the shootout.
Is it a case of missed opportunities on the power play? I mean, I think you had 9 in total.
Yeah, we have to, you know, figure that out more. I think with new guys, it takes some time to figure things out. But it's not an excuse, but we just need to kind of move around and kind of figure out exactly what we want to do as you know, with on each unit and kind of go from there. We've got, you know, a structure and a bit of an idea of what we want to do, but it's just executing it and getting better and improving and making sure that we're really bearing down when we do have those chances.
And talking a bit about the second period, obviously Mike Forney's goal eventually gets given, but the aftermath makes for a bit of a kind of bad-tempered period and kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, kind of a weird one, I guess. I guess the linesman made the call that it was a goal, so obviously, you know, we're happy with that. Again, I couldn't tell from where I was whether it was in or not. Obviously, the linesman said it was, so we're happy with that. But, you know, we need to have a better response after that from our team.
Is it a case of maybe yourselves getting drawn into a physical game that you didn't particularly want to be drawn into?
I don't think so. I'm not too sure, to be honest, what exactly it is. I think we just, for whatever reason, we just didn't have it tonight. Sometimes it happens, you know. Sometimes you can want to have it as much as you want to have it. You just don't have it as an individual or as a team. And it was kind of one of those nights where we just didn't have it from enough guys. And, you know, it's just one of those nights where we could have been better.
Rod Saric, not on the ice at the moment. Obviously, he's got this fractured femur. Does that put an extra strain on the defensive unit?
Yeah, it does. It's nice to have 60, that's for sure. No one really likes playing with 5, but it is what it is. Can't control that. You know, we were liking having Rod back there, and he was playing really well for us. It's really unfortunate for him, mostly, and obviously unfortunate for us to have to play with 5D, but again, it's just it is what it is. So we have to, you know, figure out how to play more efficiently, maybe, and conserve some energy at times, and when to get up the play up in the play, and when to really use that energy at the right time. So it's a matter of really dealing with what we have, and we have 5D, so we have to make do.
How are you coping with that? It seemed like Colonetti was putting in a few more shifts.
Yeah, you know, we have a 5D man rotation, so we just rotate them. Each guy plays with 2 guys rather than 1. So instead of going every third shift, you know, you go your every second shift and then you have a rest. So it's just a bit of a challenge for us, but it's nothing that guys haven't seen before. You know, it's common to play with 5D sometimes.
Is it a good thing that you've got Coventry tomorrow night and you can kind of get back on the horse?
Yeah, for sure. It's nice thing about hockey that if you do lose one tonight, we can redeem ourselves tomorrow with a win. So that's obviously our goal and our what we want to do. And we'll get ready for the game tomorrow and think about that now.
Just finally, what has to change going forward into tomorrow's game?
Nothing too crazy. Just need to make sure that we're coming to the rink ready to play from the start. Maybe a little bit more urgency and maybe a little bit more tenacity and bearing down when we do have those chances.